We call that in Hebrew? Al gav chaverta, from the back of another animal. And what's the other case? Kofetzes. Very good. These are two cases that seem to be in Mishnah Siyachid, yet they're chayev. So we have basically three choices, which Amir Tashem will see today. How to generate a chayev, and does it teach us anything about Shein Varegel and the Petor Shisarabim? Again, my apologies. This is how I've been speaking for the last week in America, in Rambam, and in Frisch, and MTA, and in DRS, and in New Rochelle, and, well, Shabbos is about this. Okay. Okay, let's try our best. Okay, so first of all, who's Ilfa? Anyone know who Ilfa was? Very, very rare sighting of an Amora, of a Tanani in Ilfa. We don't have him cited very often in Shas. Avi?
Wasn't he like
very good. How do you know that? Very good. The Gemara in Tain is Daf Chaf Aleph. A good Gemara to read today. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were co-talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. They loaned Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in Tiberia. They were once on a business trip together, and Rabbi Yochanan heard a story from the Malachim saying that Rabbi Yochanan is going to be wasting his life if he goes to make and makes a lot of money. So Rabbi Yochanan decided he's going to dedicate his whole life to learning Torah. And Ilfa didn't hear the conversation. And Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Hashiva, and Ilfa didn't. And there's a whole conversation. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan share the conversation with Ilfa? Like, why didn't he tell Ilfa, Ilfa, you know what I just heard? Malachim told us we're wasting our time. We should be spending our time with spiritual pursuits, not on monetary pursuits. Why did Rabbi Yochanan go one way, and Ilfa went the other way? So we don't have that many statements of Ilfa in Chazal. But if you're looking for a nice Gemara to read today, just to relax, take a look at Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. The business trip of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, and the way it was interrupted, as Avi said before, by the Malachim in their conversation. Anyway, this is one of the two or three cases in Shas of Ilfa. So let's give Ilfa his due credit. Rabbi Yochanan's all over Shas. This is a rare sighting of Ilfa. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Daf Chaf Aleph, Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. Amar Ilfa, Behima Birshus Arabin. Upashtat Savar of Achla Melkav Chavrata Chayevas. My Taima, Gav Chavrata Kechatzar Nizakdami. Somehow it seems like we are defining the back of an animal as a Rishus HaNizak, not a Rishus HaRabin. Which would mean that it's Shein Varegel Rishus HaNizak. Okay. The Gemara wants to bring a Raya. Lema Masayili. Kupasa. Another case where a man or an animal is carrying a basket. And there's food in the basket. So if kupa is chayev, then agav chavrata is chayev. So we found the corollary to agav chavrata. Another area that's in Rishus Sarabim, but is zoned as Rishus Sayachid for Nezikin. The Gemara says no. You can't prove your theory of agav chavrata from kupa. Why? Because kupa could be explained differently. Gemara says, Kida amar Rava, Bikofetzes. Rava about some third halacha, not about Gav Chavrata, not about Kupa, but Rava made a comment about some other halacha, which can also be applied to Kupa. And therefore you can't prove al Gav Chavrata. Where did Rava say Kofetzes? Hecha itmar de Rava, aha d'am Rav Oshia. Rava explained something Rav Oshia said. Behema b'rishus harabim. Rav Oshia said, if the animal's in b'rishus harabim, ha'ocha v'yachla p'tura. If it eats while it's walking, you're p'tur. Amda ve'achla chayepes. Maishna halcha di orche. Amda nami orche. Amarava bekofetzes. Rava explained the difference between halcha, which is pater, and amda, which is chayef in Roshia, that amda is where the animal jumps. The animal jumps, you're chayef. So just like Rava applied the ukimta of kofetzes to explain Roshia, we will apply the ukimta of kofetzes to explain kufaso. And you don't have a raya ilfa about agav chavrata. Everyone hear what I just said? Good luck, right? Three statements in the Gemara. Ilfa, Agav Chavrata, Kufaso, and Amda and Holcha. The Gemara thought that Kufaso could be a riot to Agav Chavrata, where I said no. Kufaso could be explained by as Kofetzes, as Rav explained to Rashi. I'll draw it on the board for you, so you can see visual. We'll do a lot of drawing on the board today, because of course, I have to supplement my voice.
as visuals. Food. Agav chaverta kichatzer hanizek dami. The Gemara wanted to bring a prior lema messiah kufaso, a man carrying a basket with food in the basket. Chayiv nezek shalem. The Gemara's docha. We're going to call it chok. Where's the docha now? The kufaso is really where the animal jumps. It's going to be a hard one. Jumps. Kofetzes. And where did Rava say kofetzes? This is one. This is two. This is betichli. This is three. The Gemara says holcha ptura. Amda hayas. Very cryptic. Why would holcha be ptura and amda be chayav? We don't really know. Rav explained that amda is chayav. That's a euphemism for kofetzes, where the animal jumps. So when Devoshia, this is Devoshia, said, Holcha Ptura Amda Chayeves, he meant Kofetzes. So if Kofetzes is Chayev here, that's a way to explain Kupa, not like you were to explain that we can rezel Moshe Sayachid on the back of an animal, just like we rezel Moshe Sayachid in a Kupa of a person. Okay? That's just the flow of the Gemara. Three statements. Ilfa, a brisa, which we thought could prove Ilfa, which we then redirected based on Rava's explanation of Rav Oshia. Okay? Now, what we have to discuss is what's going on logically. Why should you be chayav by kofetzes? Why should you be chayav by agav chavrata? After all, it's Rishus HaRab. So the easiest way to get out of this sugya, to end shir, and for me to go back to bed, the easiest way is to say this isn't about Shane. This whole sugya is a non-Shane topic. Who says that? Sounds like it. Rashi. Now, Rashi is only partial. Rashi says it to explain what? Kofetzes. Then when Rava explained Kofetzes, Rava didn't mean Shane, Chayev in Rishus HaRabim. You can't be Chayev in Rishus HaRabim. He meant when an animal jumps, it's irregular. It's deviant behavior. Deviant behavior is Karen. Karen is Chayev Chatzi Nesek Rishus HaRabim. Rashi doesn't explain what Ilfa meant. We have no clue what Rashi says according to Ilfa. We may have a clue from the Gemara later, Chavalef. But if Rashi explains Ilfa consistent with the Gemara's logic about Kofetzes, then everything in this sugya is Karen. Ilfa felt that an animal stretching its neck to the back of another animal is irregular behavior. The Gemara wanted to prove that that's irregular from the Brisa of Kufa. If stretching to a Kupa is irregular, stretching to the back of an animal is irregular. The Gemara says, no. In order to be irregular, it can't just be neck stretching. What does it have to be? Animal jumping. Like Rav explained. And the whole conversation is pivoted on what degree of irregularity you need to define it as Karen. But we don't have any kryptonite in our sugya. We do not have an example of Shane Varegal being Chayav in Rishus HaRabim. It's all just Karen. Let's read Rashi. Chaf Amad Aleph, if you didn't see Rashi, Bekofetzes, Shekavtza V'achla Al Tzavara, Shein Darka Bekach, they told that the Karen who, the Chayav is Chatzi Nesek Amar. So you hold like Rashi, you don't really know what Rashi says about Ilfa, but you don't necessarily have. Where it starts to be interesting, maybe you have two different voices in the sugya, is a Balamor. The way I just read it, there's only one Shita, and they're arguing about how to get to the level of irregularity of Mishuna to be called Karen. Ilfa says neck stretching, whereas Rava and Rav Oshia, Rava explaining Rav Oshia, says you need a more severe degree, a more radical form of irregularity, not neck stretching, but animal jumping. Again, we are not going to delve into how this impacts Karen. We dealt with Karen. This is an important question. If Ilfa and Rava argue about how much irregularity you need to be Karen, what does it say about Karen? Every statement you say in Shas has ripple effects. So this is a Karen sugya. How does that switch our conception of Karen? Why would Rava say you need kvitza? Why would Ilfa say it's enough to have neck stretching? We're also not going to deal with the following question that many Rishonim asked on Rashi, which is why they didn't want to learn like Rashi. The Gemara says on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that if a goat jumps to get bread, and while it's jumping to get bread, it breaks it breaks the table or breaks the clear that the bread is on. Top of Daf Chaf, Ahu Barcha.
the chaza lifta apuma de dana. Sarach salak achla la lifta vatavra la dana, chayva rava alifta. Nezek shalem, badana nezek shalem. Why? Because even though it's not normal for an animal to attack a table or a pedestal or a kli, but if the animal is climbing on the kli to get to the food, then orche to get the food makes it orche to break the kli. So if you say that it's the orche to eat the food makes it orche to break the kli, why don't you say the same thing by kofetzes or stretching your neck? If the end game is eating, and eating is normal, then all the intermediary steps to lead to that eating are also considered as normal. So how can you read Karen into the sugya through kofetzes or through neck stretching if the end game is eating food from the back of another animal? That's the kasha that most Rishonim ask on Rashi to disprove Rashi's claim that this sugya is Karen. We're not going to talk about that today. We have too much to discuss, too little time to discuss, too little voice resources to discuss. But the presumption in Rashi is that this whole sugya is Karen. And Kofetzes and Al Gav Chavrta are both degrees of irregularity. Let's take a look at the Balamor. Balamor also follows Rashi's pshat. Okay. He quotes the riff. We'll take a look at the riff later. I'm holding the riff later. El kol agav chavrta chayeves, bein shekafza, bein sheamda, v'hainu deilva, uvir shesarabim, belo gav chavrta, chayeves chatsi nezek bikofetzes, v'hainu derbashia. Now here, he holds like Rashi by kofetzes, but he doesn't necessarily hold like I just described Rashi by Ilfa. Let's read the Balamor backwards. Below Gav Chavrta, Mishasarabim below Gav Chavrta, Chayeves, Chatzi Nezik Bekofetzes, Vainu Dervoshia slash Rava. If it's Kofetzes, Chatzi Nezik. Elio, if it's Chatzi Nezik, it's. If it's Chatzi Nezik by Kofetzes, then it's. Karen. But he says in Ilfa's case, Kol agav chavrta chayeves bein shekafza bein sheolda v'hainu de'ilfa. Sounds like in Ilfa's case, when you eat off the back of an animal, you chayev nezek shalim, he doesn't say chatzi nezek. He says stop. It sounds like, again, you have to look at me a lot today because I'm going to be using hand gestures because I don't have a voice. It sounds like he's breaking apart Ilfa and Rav Oshi and Rava. Rav Oshi and Rava of Kofetzes is Chatzi Nezek, because it's Karen. But Agav Chavrata is Nezek Shalim, because it's Chain, Chayiv Nezek Shalim, in Rosh Hashanah. It does explain why. Read it again. Kol Agav Chavrata Chayevas. Bein Shekavza, Bein Shamda. Vahinu De'ilfa. Uvir Shos HaRabim, Belo Gav Chavrata Chayevas, Chatzi Nezek. Hainu Kofetzes. Now listen carefully. He concludes and he says, Mar Amar Chada or Mar Amar Chada. And we can paskin like both. There's no contradiction between Ula, between Ilfa and Rav Oshia. Ilfa is discussing Nezek Shalem, Agav Chavrata. Rav Oshia is discussing Chatzi Nezek without Agav Chavrata, Kofetzes. The Gemara thought, look at the board, that Kufaso is like Agav Chavrata and can prove Nezek Shalem. Gemara says, no. Kufaso could be explained Kofetzes, Chatzi Nezek Karen. You can't prove Agav Chavrata, Nezek Shalem from Kupa. Because Kupa could be Chatzi Nezek like Kofetzes. Okay. But we don't reject Ilfa, nor do we convert Ilfa into Rav Oshia. There are two separate strands in our sugya. There's Ilfa, Nezek Shalim. We zone the back of an animal as Rosh Hashanah Nezek. We thought we could prove that unique zoning from the fact that we zone a Kupa as Rosh Hashanah Nezek and you pay Nezek Shalim. Marcus Dalcha, no. The Kupa could be Chatzi Nezek because of Kofetzes. Not because we rezone a Kupa and we rezone the back of an animal. Mara Machada or Mara Machada. I can't tell you that Rashi didn't say this. I don't know what Rashi would say. Would Rashi agree with the Balamor? Is Ilfa's Agav Chavrata Karen? Because neck stretching, even if it's not Kofetzes, to the back of an animal, is enough of regularity to make it Karen? Or is Agav Chavrata, according to Rashi, Rosh Hashanah Nezek and Yechayv Nezek Shalim? I don't know. In the Balamor, it's pretty clear. In the Balamor, Kofetzes is Chatzi Nezek. Agav Chavrata is Nezek Shalim. And the Zal Machlokis, the Gemara wanted to say that agav chavrita being a chatzar nizek could be proven from kupa being a nizek. The answer is no, kupa could be chofetzes, and you can explain the chiyuv based on Karen, not based on rezoning Yiddishay. Okay, so far we've seen Rashi. We've speculated what Rashi would say about Kofetze, about Ilfa. We don't know. Balamor makes it pretty clear that Ilfa and Avoshia are dealing with two totally different conceptions. Avoshia is Karen. Ilfa is Shane Chayiv in a rezoned Rosh Hashanah Nizek. Yes, you saw
that. If Rashi doesn't think that about Shinoi, then how do we understand what Rashi says about the, how does Rashi understand the two Gemaras on Kaf and on Kaf Alpha?
Okay, it sounds from Rashi on Kaf Alpha, they're both Kofetzes. It sounds like Rashi. I'm going to talk Rashi on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph for now. From that Rashi. Very good. But I don't want to complicate too much with Chaf Aleph and Beis. Maybe I'll reference it a little bit later. Okay? Because Chaf Aleph Dafka sounds against Rashi. Rashi's whole, it's a strange shot in Rashi, Chaf Aleph and Beis. Okay? So now we've seen, possibly, in the Balamor, the first option to be Mechayev Shein Varegel in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. To all naked eyes, it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. But halacha allows us to rezone the back of an animal into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You saw, David, you don't have that in Rashi. You have that implication, inference, in the Balamor. You don't have that inference in Rashi. Which Rishon gives us the explanation of how to zone something into Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Which two Rishonim? Close. The Rashba and the Rosh, with slight differences. And you'll see the Ramban is a little bit different from that. Alex, okay? So let's open up the Rashba, and we'll see how this zoning takes place. More precisely, what factors determine Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Dinei Nezikin. But as you're opening the Rashba, let me give you a little bit of a preface to what the Rashba is going to say. Evidently, we don't have a uniform zoning scheme for all areas of halacha. It's not like we make one decision, what's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, for every area. Can anyone tell me, where else in Shas is it important for me to create a differentiation between Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Shabbos. Where else? What? Erevin, Toma. Safek Toma and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Lachumra. Safek Toma and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Lakula. So I have at least three areas. Where else? Well, that's our second. Shabbos, Toma, Nezikin. What? Yes, for what? Close. Kinyanim. Mashiach, Mesir, Hagbah. So I have at least four areas in halacha where it's important for me to decide what's Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, what's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, I could have said there's one standard definition, whatever that definition is. Evidently, this Gemara is telling us that at least for an Ezekin, there's a unique set of parameters. And I can call something Rosh Hashanah Nizek and Bir B'Sdei Acher, even though it doesn't meet the normal qualities, right? Normally, this is a public domain hill. Animals are walking by. But I can call the back of an animal Rosh Hashanah Nizek for an Ezekin. So just in terms of your overall global Shas view, this is one example where you can have diversification based on the application. The application is Nezek. We can call it Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Nezek, even though it won't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos purposes. Okay. Can anyone tell me, according to the Rashba, what criteria determine it is Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What are the criteria? Adam, what's the criteria? Okay, so open up the Rashba. What's the criteria? Okay, let's read the Rashba. The Rashba is Dibra Maschil Kidama Rava. It's a big Rashba. Let's get to the gist. V'ta'am chiyuvan shel Elu. Why are you chayiv? He says Elu. Okay, we have to see, is the Rashba talking about Ilfa? Is he also talking about Rav Hoshea? V'ta'am chiyuvan shel Elu. Mipnei shekol shekufasa mufshelas lecharav. You're carrying a kufa. Oshe masa agave behemto. Or you're loading an animal. Kirshus hanizaku. Afopi shein omdim b'shus harabim. Why? Here's the punchline. Mipnei. Here's the criteria. Mipnei. Sheyesh lem rishus lavar sham im masan. Uveosa shah, harayim gechatzer nizik. Can anyone tell me what this logic is? You tell me. You're going to give shir today. I can't give shir today. Read that line. What determines the back of an animal or a kupa as a rishus anizik?
Because you're only
being chayav interest
rabim because you're not able to bring your objects there, but since they are able to bring their objects there, therefore that's not
going to be a rishus anizik. Okay, so now abstract it. You just restated it. Now abstract it. There could be something called rishus anizik based on sharper vid rashba. What? Right. Okay. Temporary utility. I have temporary utility over that area because I have the right to bring my animal there into that set of coordinates, right? Longitude, latitude. Temporary utility. I can borrow that place in Rishus HaRabim and make it into Rishus HaYachid. Can anyone give me the example of modern application? Alex, what's your uncle's name? What's the hardest thing to find in Manhattan? Parking space. Good Vegelin is parking space. Parking space. But I have the right to put my car there for a certain amount of time. Does that give me legal rights over the area? I would think not. In American law, not. But in halacha, could that area be considered a quasi-rishus sayachid because I have temporary utility? Can we create public spaces that provide temporary utility on a rotating basis? And what's the status of that area when I'm utilizing it? Parking space. Remember, our world maybe has less need for temporary utility, but there are a lot of animals walking back and forth, so they need a place to adjust their weights. And can anyone tell me what area in Rishus HaRabim we normally call that temporary utility? Has anyone seen it, Dovi?
Simta.
Excellent. Small side areas in Rishus HaRabim, you can make a Kenyan Mashiach. So here we're not talking about Simta. We'll talk about Simta later when we get to Rabin Shmuel. But this is public thoroughfare quintessential. Fifth Avenue, Alex, you live where? Columbus Circle, right?
85th Street.
Right, 85th Street and Cross Street, what's the main? Park Avenue. Main Central. I was just there a couple days ago. But since I have the right to bring my animal through Park Avenue, at that moment, that becomes Rishus HaYachid. Extrapolate beyond the Rashba. This is a major statement about how halacha views zoning. Read it again. Wow. Amazing. What does the Rashba get this from? You can have a virtual Rishus HaNizik in Rishus HaRabim. They don't want to read the whole Rashba. What's his text? What's his proof? Yishalmi. He quotes Yishalmi, which if you didn't see the Rashba, I'll summarize and I'll read it with you. What happens if a man is holding a kli in Rishus HaRabim and the animal breaks the kli or tsraros for now, it doesn't make a difference whether it's tsraros or regular. You think it's Rishus HaRabim. Yet Yishalmi says kli in a person's hand, that's considered Rishus HaNizik. So if clean a hand is Rishus HaNizik, then weed on the back of an animal is Rishus HaNizik. So according to the Rashba, Ilfa has rezoned the back of an animal or a kupa as Rishus HaNizik. What was implicit in the Balamor is explicit in the Rashba. The Balamor agrees with the Rashba, he just didn't explain how. The Rashba gives us the mechanism to create Rishus HaNizik. Rashi could have said that, Yisrael David, I don't know, but it sounds like he doesn't. But the Balamor says it, and the Rashba develops it. Okay? Now, what about Kofetzis? Did the Rashba, look at the board, just explain Ilfa as a rezone Rishus HaYachid? Or did he also explain Revoshia? Can anyone see the Rashba, read the Rashba carefully? Was Kofetzis also a rezoned, or did the Rashba agree with the Balamor? Listen to what I'm saying, that while Ilfa is rezoning Rishus HaYachid, Revoshi and Rava are Chatzi Nezik because of Karen. Remember, that's the Balamor. There's a split in the Balamor. Revoshi and Rava are Chatzi Nezik Karen. Ilfa is Nezik Shalom because we rezone Rishus HaYachid. Does the Rashba also break apart? Or does he feel that just like you could rezone the back of an animal or a basket into a shayyachid, you can also rezone a shayyachid in the scenario of kofetzas. It's not on my face, it's in the Rashba. Let's read the Rashba. First, the Rashba quotes Zev the Yishalmi. I'll skip the Yishalmi right now. I just explained it to you. V'chein, look in your Rashbas. V'chein, kishahaya maso munach bi'osa itzdeva b'shirvashus harabim, kivon shi'esh lo rishus l'nichol sham, v'zu yatsa min harshus v'kavtza, hareza kilo nichnasa l'shus ha'nizek v'achla. Just like the back of an animal could be rishus ha'nizek, just like the basket could be rishus ha'nizek, a platform in rishus harabim, a little area, a platform, an itzdeba, a roof, and the animal has to jump to eat that food on the roof, that's also a rishus ha'nizek, because you have the right to use the itzdeba. So according to the Rashba, agav chavrta is rishus ha'nizek, kufasa is rishus ha'nizek, and so is kofetzes, because the animal jumped on top of the itzdeba, and that itzdeba becomes a rishus ha'yachid. And Ilfa, as well as Rav Hoshea, are all discussing Shein. There is no carrot in this sugya. Yisrael David, because that's how it sounds from the Gemara Chafalach and Beis, that Ilfa and Rav Hoshea are only talking about Shein. Not just Ilfa, but also Rav Hoshea. Nezek Shalem. I just said an Ukimta. You may have missed it. What's the Ukimta? That in order to explain Rav Hoshea as Nezek Shalem, you have to create a zone that's a Rishus HaYachid. So just like Al-Gav Chavrta is a Rishus HaYachid, and just like Akufa is a Rishus HaYachid, what else is a Rishus HaYachid? What? It's the Va, onto which the animal jumps. Why is that an Ukimta, Zev? Well, why is it an Ukimta? Not why is it problematic, why is it an Ukimta? Because the Gemara doesn't say it's the Va. What does the Gemara say? Kofetzes, right? The Rashba, because of his view of how we rezone Rishus HaYachid, had to create space that provides our temporary utility. So back of an animal, different space, not street. Basket, different space, not street. Avi, you can't just define Park Avenue as Rishus HaYachid. It has to be a bubble in Park Avenue, back of an animal. Basket, platform in Fifth Avenue. The main thoroughfare can never be described and never be defined as a Rishus HaYachid. It has to be some distinct area within the Rishus HaRabim. The back of an animal, a basket, an itzdeba. Because the Rashba felt that Rav and Rav Hoshea is also Rishus HaYachid, he had to have this Ukimta. Read it again. Bechein, the Rashba says, Kishayo Maso munach biosa itztaba sheberushus harabim kivon sheyesh lo rishus lanichosham v'zu yatza chayv. Yeah, see, the pashas of the Gemara is, let's say I have food on a stick and the animal jumps, that also be chayv. According to Rashba, you wouldn't. Has to be where the food is positioned in a separate, distinct location that's not pure rishus harabim. Back of an animal, basket, platform of sorts, a roof. Because the Rashba is trying to create a standalone Rishus HaYachid. And Yisha, he can't create a standalone Rishus HaYachid unless it's a distinct area. And he wants to explain Kofetzes as also Shein, that your Chayiv is if it's Rishus HaYachid. So he has to throw in an Ukimta B'Tzdama. Who doesn't need this Ukimta, Alex? I hinted to it before. Who has a more radical version of Rishus HaYachid that doesn't need a separate place that's yours temporarily? Who am I describing? No? Wrong? Rush. We'll get to the Ramban, Alex and Zev. What is the definition of a Rishus HaYachid according to the Rush? Not a separate place that you have the right to use, avikon, temporary utility, that's a standalone, distinct area. What defines something as a Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaNizek for Dine Nizikin? More radical, but less ukimta dependent. The more radical the logic, the less you need an ukimta. What does the Rush say? Let's open up the Rush, see if you can find it while we're opening it up. What does it take to make it into Rosh Hashanah Nizik? De Behema. Okay, I'm now towards the end of Simen Dalet. At the end, about half the way through. Divrei Revilfa Zal Iker. De Behema Shekofetzes Lemakum Gavoa. Yasi Makum Gavoa, not just its Taba, any height. Vilcheles. Lav Shinoyu. It's not a Shinoyu, like we said before. Dechol Hecha. I'm skipping a line. Dechol Behema Lechol. Kidarka Darachi Lucha Belo Kfitza. Here's the punchline. You know what defines Chatzar Nizik? Avi, not civic concepts of temporary utility. We need to create separate areas that are called your chatzar, like the back of an animal or a simta or a tztaba or basket. You know the boundary between Chatzar and Nizik and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Nizikin? If the animal can reach those fruits effortlessly, that's called a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If the animal has to strain to reach those fruits, that's considered Rosh Hashanah Nizik. So I don't need a separate space. I don't need a tztaba. I don't need an Agav Chavrata. Any space in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that the animal can't access normally, that becomes my space. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a delicate choreography between animal rights and fruit rights and item rights. And, of course, animals take precedence because they're necessary for transportation, for commerce, for food. So anywhere the animals are going, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Nezikin. Anywhere the animals cannot access without straining, that becomes a Shusayachid. I have the right to put my peros there. And if your animal eats them, he's eating it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Nezikin. So whereas the Rashba's language was, Avi, temporary utility, there are makomos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that have temporary utility, the Rush's definition was anywhere that the animal can't access effortlessly. Height, width. Let's say someone's sewage fell into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and animals are not going to go there. I can put my fruit there. I wouldn't want to, but I can put my fruit there and call it a Rosh Hashanah Nizik. Because animals aren't going to typically go there. So for the time being, that becomes Rosh Hashanah Nizik. According to the Rashba, I'm not sure. It's the main thoroughfare. It's not the back of your animal. It's not a kupa. It's not an itztaba. For the Rashba, to have this separate zoning of Rosh Hashanah Nizik, you need a separate space, distinct, autonomous, severed, different. Whereas according to the Rosh, anywhere animals won't access effortlessly becomes Rosh Hashanah Nizik. It's a whole different conception of how we divvy up Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. For Nizik. Remember, now we're talking about major Bava Kama concepts. How do we create a sustainable society? On the one hand, allowing animals. On the other hand, not making people pay for every damage the animal has because they won't have animals. We have to create novel demarcations between Rosh Hashanah Nizik and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We can't use the standard Shabbos demarcations. That won't work for Bava Kama. So according to the Rashba, Ilfa was telling me that you can create temporary spaces of utility that for Nezikin will be considered Rosh Hashanah Nizik. Anywhere you need to carry your fruit, since we have to allow the passage of fruit and items through the Shusha Rabbit, or else people won't trade, people won't sell. Anywhere that you temporarily use, back of an animal, platforms, baskets, those are Rosh Hashanah Nizik. Regular street, asphalt, pavement, no way. That's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You want to have a separate space? That's Rosh Hashanah Nizik, according to the Rashba. That's why the Rashba, yes, he was forced to say it's Taba. Whereas the Rush says, there's no it's Taba in the Sugya. It's Kofetzes. And the Rush is convinced that Kofetzes is also Shein in Rosh Hashanah Nizik, not like the Balamor that Kofetzes is carrying, because of Tav Chafala from the base. So in the Rashba's mind, he has to adopt a more radicalized version of what becomes Rosh Hashanah Nizik. Adam, not just separate spaces, but inaccessible areas. Areas that the animal can't access effortlessly, that already becomes Rosh Hashanah Nizik for Dinei Nezikin. It's a more liberal form of the balance between the two. According to the Rashba, it's much more behema-oriented. The entire Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We'll carve out separate little spaces for you to transport your kelim,
backs of animals, baskets, platforms. Whereas according to the Rush, much more liberal towards Nezikim. We're going to give you much more space. And the boundary is going to be not based on geography and coordinates. The boundary is going to be, can the animal access it? That's a Shusha Rabbim. The animal can't access it. That's Gav Chavrata Kishusha Nezik. Or Kofetz, as if I'm holding the food Azaria on a stick. There's no Itztaba, but the animal can't get there. That's considered Shusha Nezik, even though it's in the airspace of Shusha Rabbim. So let's review before we get to the Ramban. We saw Rashi. Rashi rerouted Rav Hoshea to Karen. We don't really know what Rashi would say about Ilfa. You saw now that it sounds like he would also view Ilfa as Karen, which means Rashi doesn't view Shane in this sugya. However, the Baal HaMor says there's a split between Ilfa and Rav Hoshea. Rav Hoshea and Rava is Karen. Ilfa is a Shusha Nezik. Why? He doesn't tell us. The Rashba, there are two differences between the Rashba and the Baal HaMor. Number one, he tells us how the back of an animal becomes a Shusha Yachid, where the Baal HaMor doesn't. Two, he feels Kofetzes is also a Shusha Yachid, not like the Baal HaMor who says Kofetzes is Karen. So according to the Rashba, both Ilfa and Rav Hoshea is a Shusha Yachid. According to the Baal HaMor, Ilfa is a Shusha Yachid, Rav Hoshea is Karen Chatzi Nezek as a Mishuna. There's no, that's how Adir, that's how the Baal HaMor solves Kofetzes. How could Kofetzes be a Shusha Yachid? According to the Baal HaMor, it isn't. According to the Rashba, or no Kimta. According to the Rash, Achidish. The Rash radicalizes the Shusha Yachid to account for Kofetzes. Because both the Rashba and the Rash are convinced that both Ilfa and Rav Hoshea are redefining the Shusha Yachid. According to the Rashba, it forces him to no Kimta. According to the Rash, it forces him to Achidish. At any place is inaccessible. Okay, so far, at most, we have a chiddush about how we zone Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim for Nezikin. We don't yet have a chiddush in how to understand the Petur Rosh Hasharabim. That we get in the Ramban. That's what makes Zev and Alex, the Ramban, different. Today's shiur is going to be very, very short. We're going to end in another 15 minutes. Okay, quick shiur today. So keep your patience and thank you for your stamina and understanding. Okay? Let's read the Ramban. Famous, famous Ramban. We'll get back to this Ramban multiple times over the next couple of weeks. Let's open up our Nochamos. Let's recognize the moment. What I mean, recognize the moment. We don't have too many Rambans in Bava Kama. So let's be appreciative that we finally have a Ramban. Anyone remember other Rambans we saw? Which other Ramban did we see this year? Right, Basar Meikar, Basar Basov, we saw in Chavav. Which other one did we see? What? I can't hear you. Ruach Metzuyah. We saw the Bav Metzuyah. Okay, we saw the Ramban about Adam HaMazik. I alluded to earlier in the year. We saw the Ramban about Masa Lechar Shat V'Kata and Tzchlas HaMashiyah V'Sav V'On is according to Rashi. So we're scraping together the Ramban and Bava Kama. Maybe one day you'll write a parish. You'll write a parish Ramban and Bava Kama. You'll collect Rambans from all of Shas and you'll piece together what he said in Bava Kama. We just don't have the Ramban and Bava Kama. But we do today. So today's a great day because the other Ramban and Bava Kama. Okay? It's a hard day. It's a Sarva Davis. But it's a great day because the other Ramban and Bava Kama. Okay? Just so everyone knows, what are the three reasons we fast today? Torah was translated into Greek. Yotzed of Ezra, so far, and Siege of the City. Okay. The Torah being translated into Greek is fascinating. Chazal saw it as a very negative event. We would probably see it in a broader sense as also having some positive impact to spread Torah into the broader world, to convert pagans into monotheists. So, at least at that point, within the context of the very sharp clash between Hellenism and Judaism, Chazal thought that it was... who translated it? Ptolemy the Second. Ptolemy II was after Alexander's empire fell, so all of his generals divvied up the empire. So the Seleucids took Syria, and Ptolemy I took Egypt, and there were a lot of Jews in Egypt that time, a lot of Jews in Alexandria. Just in terms of Pidyon Shavuim, right around the time that the Bible was translated, there were about 150,000 Jewish slaves in Egypt. Being a slave didn't mean you served lunch. Being a slave means you work to the bone until you died. And at some point, Ptolemy the First was very kind to the Jews, liberated about 150,000 Jewish slaves. So there's a lot of interesting history around the time. And, you know, a lot of our attention gets focused to the north, to the Seleucids. But there's a Greek enclave in Alexandria, Alexandria. And, of course, Alexandria is probably the oldest Jewish community, outside of Yerushalayim, of course. Right, there are Jews living in Alexandria, probably from the end of the first Beis Hamikdash. When Nebuchadnezzar invaded, Jews ran all over the place. Most of them ran to Babel, but they scattered all over. And a lot of Jews went to Alexandria, a lot of Jews went to Italy. So Alexandria is probably the oldest Jewish community. Very, very storied history, unfortunately, today. There are no longer any Jews in Alexandria. Okay, very rich community, right? How do you know it's so rich? Big Shul. Big Shul, they couldn't hear the Amen Yeshmei Rabbah to make flags. So it's a very wealthy community in Alexandria. Okay, so how did we get to that Ramban? Okay, let's see the Ramban. Okay, so Ramban follows the trail of the Rashba and the Rash. Yisrael David viewing both Ilfa and Rav Hoshea as Shein in Rishus HaRabim Chayiv, not Karen, but a Chayiv of Shein. Now, Zev, let's read carefully the Ramban. Umihu, right in the beginning, Ilfa Savar, the Afol Gav de Lo Kafza, Chayevis, Hoel Upashta Savara. Azari, here's the big bang. You ready? I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm sorry, my eyes. She'ein ze she'ein shepatratara. Lefishein darga lecho. Ela lahaloch v'lechol derech ilucha me'em zereshus harapim mimakom namoch shochelas mimenu b'derech hilucha. Animal stretching a neck is not the shein that the Torah patters. That's not what the Torah had in mind. You know why that's not the shein that the Torah had in mind? Because an animal eats like this. Visual. You're going to need a visual now. Not the mattress, but I'm going to take off the...
You know why, Mikhaev?
She'ein ze she'ein. Neck stretching, even minimal neck stretching, is not the Torah's case of she'ein that's pater. She'ein darko lecho. Animals normally eat. Ela lahaloch velechol. Darach ilucha me'emzer she'serabim. Makom namoch. Animals normally eat from low places that don't disturb their gait. When animals walk, they walk with their head facing down. Unlike humans who walk with their head facing up. Animals walk with their head facing down. Any food that's in the middle of their walking gait and their posture, that's when the Torah says, you're pater for shein. Because that's how animals normally eat. What does the Ramban not say? He does not say you're chayif in the back of an animal because those words are missing. You're chayif in the back of an animal because when an animal eats in the back of another animal, it's not. Okay. The Ramban says that the Torah Shus HaRabim is based on Orche. And neck stretching eating is not Orche. I don't have to redefine this area as Rosh HaNisik, says the Ramban. Because the Torah Shus HaRabim is not based on zoning. The Torah Shus HaRabim is based on Orche. As the Rif said. And therefore, I give him a chayiv view in the middle of classic quintessential Platonic Rosh HaRabim, as long as it's not Orche. And that's the Chiddush of Ilfa. Ilfa held like the Rif. Absolutely. According to the Rashban, the Rush, Ilfa was Mechadesh, and by the way, so was Rav Hoshea. How do we zone Rosh HaRabim, Rosh HaYachid? Namely, it sounds like, according to the Rashba and the Rush, that the Patur is based on Rishus, not like the Rif. Why would you have to redefine it as Rishus and Isaac? Just say it's not Orche. Now, there are other ways to answer that question. But the Ramban says very simple. That's why Zev, the Ramban is not the Rashba. Alex, the Ramban is not the Rashba. I don't have to rezone areas. This area is a Rosh Hasharabim. It's a Rosh Hasharabim, but it's not a Orche. Now again, Hillel, the Ramban has a very, very specific brand of Orche. You and I would say everything is Orche. So why the animal stretches its neck? Okay, still Orche. You know what's not Orche? Goring is an Orche. Karen is an Orche. Saras is an Orche. But an animal going like this? Okay, it's just this Orche is an animal going like this. Ramban says no. Because the Torah's conception of Shein that's Patur and Rosh Hasharabim is hyper Orche, and Orche is only the normal walking of the animal. Said otherwise, the Ramban's radical Orche Ari is not that anything that's normal. If that were true, Azaria, then slight deviances of neck stretching would not be departures from Orche. It sounds like, according to the Ramban, that the Torah Patur's any Nezek. Can anyone tell me this? The only nezek that's better is food the animal eats that doesn't interrupt its walking. She'ein ze she'ein she'patru Torah. V'she'ein darko lechol ela lahaloch v'lechol derech hilucha me'em zeresh ha'sarabim. Sounds like what? The Torah only patru she'ein?
Derech
hilucha.
The only Tor Shein is not really Orche. It's Derech Hilucha. Damages that come as part of normal walking in Rosh Hasharabim, you're Pater. If it's not part of normal walking, you're Chayiv. And stretching your neck to eat is not part of the animal's walking game. And therefore you're Chayiv. So I'm kicking back against this Ramban. I don't think the Ramban can just base himself on the riff. Oh, it's not Orche. I mean, he says that, but logically, there's still a chiddush here. It's still Orche. It's not Karen. It's not Goring. Goring is not Orche. If Torah is just a rabbin, Dovi is based on Orche. Then anything normal you can't see coming, and therefore you're not chayiv. So this is normal. I can't see it coming. Animals are going to stretch their necks and eat from other animals. It happens all the time. The Ramban is such a specialized, highly contoured form of Orche. He says, you know what's Orche? Only food that the animal eats while walking. Not any food the animal's going to eat to the side. That's a very extreme form of Orche. Sounds like according to Ramban, the Ptur Orche is not just Ishai, oh, you couldn't see it coming. Ptur Orche is the Torah patters you from Derech Hilucho and Rosh Hasharabim. Anything that's outside of Derech Hilucho, you're Chayiv and Rosh Hasharabim. And that's how the Ramban explains Ilfa. We'll see how he explains Eroshia in a second. Azaria, Avi, Adir. Go ahead.
Are we saying that Derech Hilucho is a subcategory, or are we saying it's its own category within Orche?
It's own category. That's what Orche means, according to Ramban.
Meaning it's a limited view of what Orche means.
Right.
Orche in general, in all cases, only mean Derech.
Right, right, exactly. Take out the word Orche. The word Orche doesn't appear in the Gemara. It's a rare word. So Ramban swaps in the word, not Orche, but Derech Hilucho, as the explanation, as the concept behind the Torah around it. Avi?
So is there a Ramban saying that there's a category that's between Orche and Mishnah?
No, that's Azaria's question. There is no Patur Orche. It's only Derech Hilucho. Orche doesn't patur you. It's only Derech Hilucho that patters you. Adir?
You seem to be saying until now that all Shein is Patur Rosh Hasharabim. So it sounds like we're splitting Shein and saying that there's certain Shein which is Chayim Rosh Hasharabim, certain Shein.
Not my problem, it's Ilfa's problem. That's what Ilfa said. That's exactly what Ilfa said.
You could say it's Karen, but you're saying... Like,
if you're Rashi.
Right.
Okay. Ramban didn't kill, it's Karen, because of Chafalov. Yes, he saw that.
So according to the Ramban's understanding, how does he deal with the text of Marlon that says Kechatzar and using Bami for Ilfa?
Kaf. Your Chayiv is it. Same way Rashi would deal with it. Your Chayiv, just like you'd be Chayiv in Chatzar Nisim, but not because it's Chatzar Nisim. But just like you'd be Chayiv in Chatzar Nisim.
The way the Gemara... My time, why are you
hired? Correct. So right now, today, December 22nd, my answer is that. That answer may change next week when we redefine Chatzar Nisik. Maybe Chatzar Nisik is Chayiv, it's just not Orche. What to say? Your sin mechatzar nezek is a separate chet. Maybe mechatzar nezek is just lack of orchet. According to the Ramban, right? According to the Ramban's view, you don't ever need a chatzar nezek, you just need not derech hilucha. Okay, so you flip the entire axis. Okay? Well, very, very quickly, we'll read Rav Hoshea, because we're still going to get to Rav Hoshea later. So what's Rav Hoshea's chiddush? So, all right, I would have said, Rav Hoshea is arguing in the details. But you know what? Neck stretching, that's orche. But Adam jumping, that's not orche. Not Karen, not orche. That's not Shane that you're putter. Therefore, you'd be chayef. That's not what the Ramban says. Let's read the Ramban. We're going to get to this as the sugya unfolds. First wide line. Rav Hoshea savar, Davka kofetzes. Why do you need animals jumping? Because it's not enough for the animal to be neck stretching in ways that are not integrated with walking. The fish in istalka, mirshas harabim legamri. The animal must leave mirshas harabim entirely. Namely, adir, Rav Hoshea doesn't accept Dolpa's finish. You can't be mechayev shein in mirshas harabim just because it's not normal walking eating. You need the animal to be relocated to Rosh Hashanah. And the only way for the animal to be relocated is the animal jumping. Yasi, there's a chiddush in the Ramban. The animal didn't just jump. Where did the animal jump? On to? And in this case, what's Rosh Hashanah? The back of the other animal. According to Ilfa, it stretched its neck and took from the back of the other animal. And that's enough to make it chayav, even though it's standing in Rosh Hashanah. Whereas according to Rav Hoshea, it was kofetzes onto the kupa, onto the back. Nistalka mirshas harabim legamri. And only then would you be chayav in shame. Because this whole theory of Ilfa is unacceptable according to Rav Hoshea. We will see this in the next sugya of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Sidi HaRachava, Adav Chafalaf and Manal. For Ramban references, we'll go back to this Ramban. We still have to see the sugya of Rav and Shmuel. But Ilfa is a major, major milestone in the understanding of Shein. It's Rif-based, but in my opinion, it's more extreme than the Rif. According to the Rashba and the Rash, we don't need the Rif in this sugya. We're rezoning areas as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rush, but based on temporary utility. Rush, based on accessibility or inaccessibility. According to the Ramban, we're not zoning any areas. We're either redefining the Torah Shein and Rosh Hashanah that it's only super, super integrated achilas that are part of walking, and that's only from the middle of the street. Or we're saying the animal actually jumped onto another animal, onto the Kufa, onto the Itztaba, and left Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to see that in Mitzvah Hashem. Next, Sugya. The machlok is between Rav and Shmuel. Azari, you had a question, or yes, you had a question? Yisraeldavi, you had a question.
You have to read the Ramban that way as it's landing on the Tadat Kito, or can you just say it when he says, Yistalka Mirshas Rav and Ramri, that it's in the air, so it's going around.
We'll see, that's Rav and Shmuel. We'll have to see Rav. He's referencing Rav and Shmuel, so we'll have to wait and see Rav and Shmuel. Okay, I'll just give you a quick Svazema. You know what? I'll give you a quick, quick word on the Parsha. Let me just record if anyone else wants to listen to this.